sentido a los clásicos. Tracatrac con Pepe Campa.
Y Linda Perry is in the building. Linda, we almost have a nervous breakdown because we say, where is Linda Perry? We need her here.
Well, here I am.
Ah, ya llegó, ya está aquí. You arrived yesterday to Mexico City, isn't it?
Yes.
Llegó ayer a la Ciudad de México, and you and your departures, when you leave Mexico City? When are you
going to
leave?
I'm going to leave on Sunday.
Sunday. El domingo se va. But you're going to play tomorrow in the Era Festival.
Yes.
What do you think about this? How were you involved in this festival?
Well, I have been very busy, and I've been thinking about the Latin community and how I neglected it, you know, during Four Non Blondes. Like we didn't come out here enough.
Ajá. Dice ella que mucho tiempo se olvidó de la comunidad latina, sobre todo cuando estaba con Four Non Blondes, recapacitó de eso y por eso está aquí.
So I'm working on an album, I'm making music, I just did a song with Luis Fonsi for this movie City of Dreams. And I started working with Criteria Management, and I was like, let's go. And they booked me this show for tomorrow at the Hedda Festival, and I was like, right on. And I feel pretty good.
Great, dice ella. Bueno, pues he estado trabajando en un nuevo álbum. También trabajé algo con Luis Fonsi. Tengo con Criteria una nueva relación y están manejándome. Y bueno, me involucraron en este festival era y por eso estoy aquí. Do you like Suavecito? Cuidadito.
Listen. So when the song I wrote, it's a movie called City of Dreams. It's about human trafficking from Mexico to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Very, very intense, beautiful film. So I wrote a song, very simple, acoustic.
Okay.
And then Luis sang on that. Uh-huh. And every time he would want to get Despacito, I'm like, no, bring it back down. And he did. And he sounds beautiful on this song.
Dice que estuvo trabajando con Luis Fonsi en una canción para una película que se trata del tráfico de personas de México a Estados Unidos. Y al trabajar con él, él empezaba a cantar y de repente le salía el tono del Despacito y ella tenía que bajarlo a la tierra y decir, hey, tranquilo, no te vayas. Easy. No te vayas. No te vayas por ese lado. You have the a special power for me. You have the power to transform careers. For example, when you worked with Pink, you launched that artist, or Christina Aguilera, she was a teen idol, and you transformed her to an adult artist. It's very difficult to find a producer and composer that can transform an artist, in my opinion. Le digo que ella ha transformado a muchos artistas. Pink, pues con Misunderstood, la reinventó y pegó ella. O Christina Aguilera con Beautiful, pasó de ser una ídolo de adolescentes a una artista adulta. How do you do that? Where is that that magic? How do you find that magic to make music for others and make them brighter, make them shine?
I'm just a very honest person, and I just want to make honest music. And so for me, I have to get the artist to be more emotional, to be more humble, to open up and express from a different place. I don't know how to write songs about... okay, let's write a song today about pancakes and burgers. I don't know how to do that. I only know how to write from a true experience. And so I have to work with you. Say it's you and me. I'm going to get you to tell me everything. You're going to tell me everything. You're going to naturally confess everything to me. And as you're telling me this stuff, I hear music and I hear songs start coming. Then I go, okay, it's time, and then I write the song with them. And so I'm not looking to transform anyone. I'm just looking to make really credible music.
Okay, I love it. Le digo, oye, ¿y cómo le haces entonces para transformar a estos artistas? ¿Dónde está esa magia que tú logras? Y dice ella, bueno, yo primero que nada soy transparente con los artistas con los que trabajo y trato de llevarlos a la humildad y ponerles los pies en la tierra. Tengo mucha conversación con ellos. Les digo, háblame de ti. No voy a escribir una canción de panqués así porque me la piden. Yo quiero conocerte y le hablan y ella va metiendo todo esto junto con la música y así es como logra esa gran conexión. Tú tienes preguntas también, Luis Maiden, y la gente también a través de redes. We're gonna hear the Luis question and the people on the Facebook.
Yes, please. I have a question for you.
Tengo una pregunta.
Please tell us about the experience of working with two different stars, with two different personalities as Christina Aguilera and Pink.
Cuéntanos acerca de trabajar con dos personalidades tan distintas como Christina Aguilera y Pink.
Well, yes, they are very different personalities, but what they have in common is incredible voices,
mm-hmm.
ambition and drive, and they both wanted to do something different.
Okay.
And that is how it makes it easy for me, because all I have to do is go in there. And as far as people, I can deal with any kind of personality. I'm good that way.
Okay. Dice, sí, son muy distintas, pero tienen cosas en común. Una grandiosa voz, un impulso, un drive, esa pasión. Y entonces yo las trabajo cada quien por su lado y logro cosas distintas. Eso es lo que hago con estas artistas.
Claudia Herrera from the audience is asking you, why did you took so long for you to come here to Mexico City?
¿Por qué te llevó tanto tiempo venir? Dijo Claudia Herrera, le está preguntando a Linda Perry, que está en vivo con nosotros en Reactor.
Thank you for that question.
Gracias.
It's emotional for me, that question, because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. When Four Non Blondes was very popular, we were never directed to come down here. I'm from Brazil. I'm Brazilian, and we never even went to Brazil.
Oh, yeah, really?
So the label and everybody kept us over in Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, London, America, and we never really I never questioned it, to be honest. Now I'm sad about it, and that's why it is my number one priority to come down here and give my energy, because the fans that I have here have given me so much energy, and now it's time for me to return the favor.
Bueno, en la época de Four Non Blondes simplemente pues lo ignoramos, como que la gente ahí se concentró en mantenerlo como un fenómeno primero local y luego hacia Europa. Y bueno, pues eso hicimos. Yo, por ejemplo, soy de orígenes brasileños y nunca he tocado en Brasil. Ahora me arrepiento, la verdad, y lo que quisiera es, a través de estas visitas a México y otros países, devolverle un poco a la gente, ¿no? De lo que me faltó darle en aquel entonces con Four Non Blondes. I would like to hear any song that you like, maybe a song that you produced, or a very important song for you, an influence, I don't know, any kind of music you like to listen. I can put it right now. What would you like? Your favorite songs, maybe, or a special song from Pink, or for example.
Okay.
Le estoy diciendo que le pongo lo que ella quiera, ¿no? This show, Track Attack, is the thing here is that I listen to Thriller, Michael Jackson, no? Mm-hmm. And the singles are Beat It, Billie Jean, Thriller, Human Nature. I play the other songs.
Right.
No? That's the deal here. So maybe if you like, we can play some other track from the Four Non Blondes album, Bigger, Better, Faster.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't like many of those songs. So.
Ah, no, then
okay.
Take it to the trash right now. Dice, la banda me gustan mucho, pues a la basura.
Okay, here, I got a song for you to play. I don't know if you'll have it. So what are you playing from, Spotify? Where?
I have the whole album here.
You have the album.
But yeah, I have the album.
Okay, go to Deep Dark Robot.
Deep Dark Robot.
Okay.
I'm looking
Deep
for
Dark
it.
Robot. It's my band.
Ah, Deep
Dark Robot. Yeah, Deep Dark Robot. So I did, long time ago, make an album for fun. And I put it under a band called Deep Dark Robot.
Ah.
There it is. And you can play any one of those songs. But can you swear?
Yeah, you can swear anything you want.
Then you can play the It's Fucking Hurts.
It Fucking Hurts.
Yeah,
bueno, let me explain to the people that doesn't speak English. Dice ya, hace tiempo, a ver, búscale ahí en la plataforma. Hace tiempo hice una banda así como lateral y secreta llamada Deep Dark Robot. Pero está ahí en Spotify, ponla. ¿Se pueden decir groserías al aire? Y entonces le dije, sí, pues es en inglés. No creo que haya problema. Y ahorita se va la señal, ¿no? Ponte entonces la de It Fucking Hurts. Algo así como, vaya que sí, pinche duele. Le dije, bueno, pues ya lo dije, la ponemos. Venga pues, Linda Perry. está en Reactor.